Hey, it's a Thursday night. This is January the 6th. We are into 2011 already. I said Monday night it's going to go fast. I don't know how it is for you, but it is off the charts for me in the first 6 days. I've got to slow down, and let me do that right now. This is Shatter the Darkness live radio broadcast, 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, right here. Eastern Standard Time. Want to welcome those 101.3 Boulder City, Nevada, and all those listening by satellite, internet radio, and by the archives, by, over 80 countries, up to 90 sometimes. Welcome again to the Russians, to the Chinese, to those in Portugal, those that are in Manila that have been downloading lately, and again, all around the world. Thank you for the letters, the emails, the words, and specifically the prayers that have been going on. This, for those who are new, is Russ Dizdar. On the web, www.shatterthedarkness.net. Shatterthedarkness.net. 2011, more doors, more spirits, more supernatural manifestation than in the last decade combined. Now, that's my perception, not a prediction. I'm not a prophet, not prophesying. Matter of fact, right on the website, I tell you very clearly, welcome to 2011. Watch out because it's going to go fast. What you can feel in the air has connection to all that is really occurring. Some of this can be seen, but so much of it, the inspiration of what is coming is supernaturally unseen. So much will be done, so many will set their agendas during this year. I'm giving you my perceptions for 2011 this week. I'm not a prophet, nor are these radio broadcasts prophecies. I'm giving you what I feel from my research, study of the Word of God, observations of culture, my sense of spiritual discernment, and spiritual analysis, which includes the impending danger of the dark side and the evolutionary development leading to catastrophic events. I do rely on biblical prophetic revelation. It is the most accurate, infallible, irrevocable glimpse we have into actual, detailed, future human history. What the Spirit of God has shown. It is strategic. Could have shown us, you know, thousands of pages of materials, but what has been revealed, it is done on an infinite level of what is most important. You get a hold of biblical prophetic revelation, and you get a hold of what is actual. Now, there's a lot of counterfeit. There's a lot of attempts. There's a lot of webcasting. There are trend forecasters. There are futurologists. There are psychic predictions, remote viewer predictions. There are old occult prophecies. Hear me now. Old occult prophecies, well, they're not prophecies. They are the spelling out of the actual agenda that they are attempting. Shatterthedarkness.net, a lot of MP3s. And in my discussion on the phone with a good brother in Christ out of, the New England State area up there, I listen to all that he's doing in the context of spiritual warfare, what he found out, what's going to go on, possibility of a conference coming that way. I was, I was excited to hear what he's doing. I've been there before, and the ramping up and the engagement, well, pretty big stuff. And it related a lot to this week in this series on perception. Last night, I talked to a friend of mine, great believer in Christ, lives a few states down below me. And he's calling about and wondering, and by the way, I want to say hi to him and his family as they'll be listening. And great brother, lived in my home for a number of years and can't wait to see he and his family again. He brought me up to Michigan to do a conference on spiritual warfare years ago, right in Detroit. First night, Friday night, I'm laying down to sleep. I hear a 9mm shoot a number of times out in the edge of the city where we were. and I didn't say anything about it. Saturday night, I hear the 9mm shoot off again in the city area of Detroit. So Sunday morning, I come to Pastor Todd and I say, listen, you know, Friday night and Saturday night, I'm listening to somebody shooting off a 9mm. And I never heard a siren. And I never saw police lights. And he looked at me and smiled. He says, well, they only come if somebody gets hit. It's the kind of world we're living in. This fella Wheeler, and now we're finding out that not only is it a homicide, but that there is there's video from a camera in the car garage, and it shows him carrying a shoe, walking with one shoe on, discussions of him going in to order coffee and being disoriented. His eyes were the most bloodshed red that the person's ever seen. And he actually changed his clothes a couple of times before the 14 hours they can't account for. And somebody murdered this individual who clearly knows a lot, and maybe he was going to spill the beans. Let's pray to see what comes up. Let's pray for an uncovering. Let's do that. The birds and the fish, well, they're dying by the thousands. And the fish, maybe by the millions. Some are saying cold water shock. It will affect future fishermen, I heard today. And the birds, the latest scientific report, it was trauma. Whatever it was trauma. It struck them. It bruised and broke bones and literally just sent them shooting out of the sky to the ground. I still think it could be, electromagnetic pulse weapon. Something, we'll keep our eyes on this too. Want to say welcome to all of you that have come to join us in Facebook and connect with us there. I love to see the comments, and I try to comment on a daily basis and get back with you. But listen, we are in a absolutely, I believe very vital series to begin this year. It's called Perceptions 2011. Monday, again, in my perspective, my perception, 2011 is going to be short. It's going to be quick. And I'm going to tell you right now, no year in the history of my life has been more quick and seemingly short in the first 6 days. Of all the things that are happening, of all the requests for deliverance, the urgency for help, I can't get to everyone, but Jesus of Nazareth can. So let's do it. Let's pray. Asking God the Father to stretch forth his hands, like Acts chapter 4, to save, to heal, to deliver. And what we need now is extraordinary miracle. And knowing that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, let us pray that not just the least of God's grace, God's might, God's power, God's will be done. What about the most? What about getting the most out of all of what God has promised, all of what God has available, all of what God wills? You know what? In the Greek, it's called a pluperfect. We're going to be praying that God will, that his will on earth will be done, pluperfect in the Greek, as it's already been done in heaven. See, the decisions are in heaven. The deciding is not our part. It is the implementation. It is the advancing. And let me tell the Christians, it is without question at all, that under the carpet, deep Luciferians and all the ritual stuff, it will ramp up, in my estimation, this year beyond the last decade in comparison. When it comes to old occultism, ancient doors being opened, the New Age movement. When it comes to ufology and the interactions and manifestations. When it comes to 2012, well, prophecies, which are really declarations of Luciferic agenda. When it comes to quantum theory, quantum physics, science and spirit meeting, and the embrace of an evolutionary universe. They're capitalizing the U, once again, embracing creation over the creator. Well, we're going to talk about all these things. I'm going to give you eight major points tonight in these perceptions. Tuesday night, I dealt with 2011 will be in the shadow of 2012. I'm warning believers and everyone that the overwhelming content of 2012 will be spiritually oriented, affecting politics, law, decisions, international law, relationships between nations. It'll have everything to do with the growth of what we're going to talk about today. But it's all from the dark side as light, counterfeit light. Wednesday night, we dealt with 2011 will be a culture war, globalist ascendancy, or will we see real heaven-sent revival? Now tonight, listen, Thursday, January the 6th, it is 2011, and we've got still about 48 minutes to give you these 8 points. Thursday night, 2011 will, in my perception, it will open more doors to more dark spirits. There will be more doorways, more knocks, more experiences, more events, more books, more movies, more documentaries, more channeling, more stuff in the skies, more stuff everywhere, more supernatural manifestation. I believe than what we've witnessed in the last 10 years. And to me, the last 10 years have been the largest ramping up in history. It has been the frog in the kettle approach in the last 50 years, 60 years. And I believe Europe, I believe America, I believe Canada, I believe Australia, I believe even Russia, England included, Scotland there, and the Netherlands and the Scandinavian countries and so forth. Well, the frog in the kettle approach has spiritually cooked. And if you do not wake up now, you may be layered with the strongest forces of lethal darkness, masqueraded as light, as never before in actual human fallen history. I warn you. I learn a lot of this out of one simple verse to practice, Colossians 4:2. When the Spirit of God says to every single believer, devote yourselves to prayer, it is a command, it is a call to continuous prayer, it is about intercession. The spirit of prayer and supplication should be upon us, and we should be praying in and by the power and presence of the Spirit of God. We should be in His presence praying. Nothing like that. No greater grace, no greater presence, no greater power, no greater possibilities. Mountains are waiting to be moved by those whose faith has grown and are ready to do so. Well, the middle part of that, because the first part is devote yourself to prayer. The last part is being thankful. We've got a lot of things to be thankful about. I saw Derek Gilbert from PID Radio. I saw his comment on Facebook today that he literally commented about being because it's his birthday. Happy birthday, Derek Gilbert. And he commented about having the real wealth, his riches in Christ, in God, his wife. So, I was blessed by his comment. And let's not forget Tom and Nita Horn, you know, the one who's unveiled and attacked, and again, I'm going to say it this way, Luciferic transhumanism, probably more than just about anybody. Books are out and everything else, but his house, everything about it, all of his library, everything, computers, everything has burned to the ground. Now, some are saying this is suspicious. Everything burned to the ground. Tom Horn, so you need to put your prayers out and check into it. Go to RaidersNewsNetwork.com, and if you find the email addresses, you know, let them know, and we'll see what we can do to help out Tom and his wife and family and all of his ministry here in the next number of days. Well, today it is Thursday. We're talking about more doors will be opened. Can I ask you a question? What do you see spiritually? How do you perceive things right now? When we read Colossians 4:2, you know, there's the call to massive prayer. Yes, there is at the third part of that verse, the instruction to be thankful. You know what that does? That constantly reminds you of what God has done. I sent a comment back to Derek Gilbert of PID Radio about his birthday and about his comment of being thankful. And mentioned Psalm 103. Don't forget the benefit. All the things that God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done, right? Yes. And so in the context of praying, if you're there, you know, for an hour and you're interceding and praying and praying, and then somewhere within that hour, the third aspect, there's a lot of thanksgiving. Thank you, God, for salvation. Thank you for the Spirit of God. Thank you for the blood of Christ. Thank you that I've been forgiven. Thank you in Psalm 103 that you've not, you know, for the forgiveness and the healing and the salvation, the coming glorification. Thank you, God, for, listen, can you name things in your life? Some people get so depressed because they only focus on the bad things that are occurring. And even Christians forget the good. When we're told to put our minds on whatever's good and praiseworthy and so forth. Because it reminds us of what God has done, what God can do, and I think thanksgiving builds our faith. I think praying in and by the power of the Spirit of God to see God's will accomplished, and let me say again, prayer is all about getting those answers. It's all about the advancement of the cause of Christ that includes your personal daily things. But don't get lost in just personal, daily, God-caring he does about your life. But you've got a calling to be massively committed to the advancement of the greatest agenda, mission, project flowing out of heaven. When one lost individual gets saved, all of heaven rejoices. And you're talking vast, vast, vast territory there. So what a celebration in heaven, and it's knowledge of one human being. That's what it's all about. You see, the value of a human being is measured at the foot of the cross where the infinite God came in the incarnation. That's the physics of God, being God and man in one, relating to us and winning the issue for us. A sinless one became a sin bearer. Well, I'm thankful. But in the context of prayer and thanksgiving, the Holy Spirit said, being watchful. Watch. Now that word there, you can check it out, do all the study you want. It's the same word used in 1 Peter chapter 5. When the Spirit of God tells us to be self-controlled and alert, because why? Because the devil. Listen, who is the devil? The dragon, the serpent, the fallen cherub, the archon of the power of the eros, the air. The spirit now operative. You know, Revelation 12, the full force, the dragon. The Spirit of God calls him huge. And his agenda is billions. It is global. It is worldwide. Ultimately, that manifested kingdom will have the most politic, the most money, the most military, the most force, the most, listen, and the most, it'll calculate the most lives and souls lost in any 7-year span of human history. So watch. Watch for the impending danger. In the context of prayer and everything else you're doing, what is the enemy doing? Spiritual warfare, you want to win? You want to know how to use your authority? Then be aware of the work of the enemy, even in your personal life. See, all he has to do is negate your personal faith, put you on the ground, and then you are literally unable to do anything to advance the cause of Christ and help anyone else. Would you not rather be clothed, and out of your life manifest the sheer presence, power, and wonder of Christ alive in and on and with you? Would you not rather win souls? Pray with answers. Use the authority of Christ and crush as much of the dark side as possible. Ask for the grace of healing. Help those that need to be delivered. I guarantee you, one individual can't do that. But thousands of you believers stepping out to do what Jesus said to do. You want your life changed in 2011? Well, you embrace Christ, you deny self, you take up the cross, you launch out, and as you know and feel the presence of the Spirit of God and live nothing but revival, Book of Acts, Field Manual for the End of Days, you're part of an agenda. Listen, you will never turn back. They didn't in the Book of Acts. They never stopped, Acts 5:42, once they got started. Because God hasn't. If you think God has withdrawn, if you think God has stopped, if you think God is absent in what's going on, you've lost your perception. You've not been in the direct fray. Just hiding out will only deepen weakness and the fearful shivers in this twilight of human history. Instead, let's take a look. Let me tell you the perceptions. I'm going to give you 8 of them concerning the ramping up in 2011. And I think it's because of what's going to come down 2012, what's going to come down, whether that's the end of it or not, I don't know. But I'm going to say again that 2011 will open more doors to dark spirits. That includes the voices, possession, attachment, a spiritual presence in and over cities, experiences, encounters, events, research that taps into that side, doorways that open up that side. Rituals will be off the scale globally. So I'm going to say again, my perception, 2011, there will be a greater manifestation of the dark side spiritually than even in the last 10 years put together. Let me give you the 8 things. Number 1, biblical prophetic revelation. Now again, just simply go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. A secret power, a mysterium, a secret or hidden power of lawlessness. That word lawlessness has a biblical idea of everything that is absolutely opposed to God, God's way, God's will, God's revelation, God's order of things, everything. So this secret power, this mysterium that is global, where all of the secret societies, where all of the wisdom ancient traditions come from, where all the, well, it's where all that comes from. All the other areas I'm going to mention here, it's where it all flows from. Hell's Kitchen. Operative in the world, real, but committed to keep itself veiled, cloaked, or masqueraded. Veiled and cloaked so you don't know what's really moving the events, like in Job's life. Or simply masqueraded. Look like an angel, feel like an angel, talk like an angel, but slit your throat like a demon. That's what they're able to do. And I'm going to say right now, billions are under the spell. And the spiritual quest, do you understand this? The goal is to get everyone, and even the church. So don't be surprised when you see the infiltration and the compromising and everything else that's going on. Now, I'm going to mention again, biblical prophetic revelation is number one in my understanding of what's going to be occurring. Because it tells us the closer we get to the day of the apocalypse of Antichrist and the false prophet and the last 7 years, the closer we get to the catastrophic events that will occur, the frog in the kettle approach will ramp up to the point of bursting at the seams. Counterfeit, pseudo is the word, signs, wonders, miracles, doctrines, experiences, Every kind of thing you can think of supernaturally. But even more and more and more and more and more. Now, I've said before that occult historian James Webb, in his book, The Occult Establishment, declared that the second largest proliferation of occult literature occurred. The first one was in pre-Nazi Germany. We see where that led. The second was in the United States during the 60s. In other words, this massive deposit of literature, doctrine, didache of daimonia, is all about the spirits using spiritual revelation from their side to cause inquiry, cause curiosity, draw. Do you understand they have an agenda? Do you understand it's what they're supposed to do? They're going to do it. And based on the biblical revelation, they're going to do it in a big and broad way. So what we've seen from the 60s until the year 2000 was really a frog-in-the-kettle approach that had gone out into the use of old occultism, the opening of ancient doors, the largest alternative spiritual movement in the history of the church, the New Age movement, the UFO and alien encounters, the 2012 things that have just come up and are going to be off the charts in the next 9 months. The whole world of science, quantum physics, its connection to spiritual or metaphysics, and then ultimately Luciferic, under-the-carpet blood rituals. Now, that all was developing. And a lot of the foundations go back to the late 1800s. It goes back to Aleister Crowley. It goes back to Helena Blavatsky. It goes back to the Nazis, you know, in the 30s, and then eventually at the end of the war. It goes back to the all of Alice Bailey in the 21 volumes. It goes back to all the books and materials and literature that came out in the 60s and that is coming out. But it's only there's more access. Today, I downloaded the on Kindle, in because of the kind of research I have to do, the Psychic Bible. No, it's not what you think. We're talking about the Psychic Youth Temple of the 80s, 90s. We're talking about a movement that kind of went worldwide, that involved chaos magic, that involved, I've got 500 and some pages to take a look at. And it's kind of a resurgence of the Temple of the Psychic Youth. Now, you could do your research on that. You're going to find that there is a blatant, arrogant connection between decadent culture and occultism, combining it, even to the point where on a worldwide scale, they wanted their followers on the 23rd of the month at the 23rd hour, 11 p.m., to work on sigils. And I don't have time to go into all that, but it all involved creating these, sending them into the central location so that the charged sigils, looks like symbols, could be brought together for greater energy and power. For who? We have no idea. Most individuals have no idea of the depth of the twilight languages, the depth of the summoning of demons, the depth of engagement under the carpet, the real stuff, but above the masqueraded stuff. Both are very, very lethal, because hell is lethal. You embrace it, it will burn you forever. Now, I got a letter, an email, and I'm mentioning to you right now, biblical, number one thing to know, number one thing to understand in biblical prophetic revelation is the fact that the omniscient, listen, uncreated, eternal, I have a spirit guide, God the Holy Spirit, he guides me, teaches me, indwells, he's who unleashes inseparably and in oneness Christ in me. The Spirit of God. Every believer should know this. Romans 8, if you have not the Spirit of Christ, you are none of His. You can be some kind of religious churchgoer. You can be some kind of cultural, you know, ascent to the church or to the big man up in the sky. If you're not born of the Spirit of God, you are none of His. Born of the Spirit of God means that what Christ did at the cross fixes the sin nature, sin issues, the death code in your genes. You die with that death code, and you don't have the fix of heaven, the physics of heaven, indestructible immortality. It is a gift. It is what Jesus obtained or procured or brought provision for at the cross. Outside of that heaven sent on a personal, listen, you want to know how personal it is? We can talk about the physics of God that blows away any concept of the M theory, quantum physics, all the rest of it, dark matter, dark energy, CERN, all of this stuff pales in comparison to the physics of God. Behind the power of God, behind what God does, at the cross, the physics of God is, it's all over this issue. Incarnation, pure blood, death, resurrection, ascension, promise of return, revelation of Him going away. In His Father's house are many rooms. In His Father's okia dwelling, there are many places, realms. And He goes to prepare a place for us. Jesus dies for us, then He goes to prepare a place for us. For one reason. You ever read it, John 14? So that He's going to come back to get us who love Him and embraced Him and received Him. And He's going to take us back where He is so that He can be with us. I could talk about omniscience, omnipresence, omnipotence, and enjoy it for hours in all the attributes of God. One of the attributes you need to know, the omni-relational nature of God. Omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent, agape. God for gar, theos, God so loved the world. You ever read John 3:16, John 3:17? This revelation and the actions behind it surpass this information age. It surpasses the dazzling masquerade of, the counterfeit works of the enemy. God loved you. Jesus, God personally died for you on the cross. So when I say biblical prophetic revelation, because it includes what God is going to do, and that ultimately is Christ coming, stopping and destroying and annihilating all radical evil, a 1,000-year millennium where there is no war, no rape, no political corruption, no economic corruption, where there is going to be a central rule by God who loves, the healing of the nations, that's the real new age. God's in Christ. The Prince of Peace is coming, and Satan will be bound to those 1,000 years, and the great white throne judgment is coming. Every demon in hell knows this. See, all this biblical revelation shows what God is going to do. It shows mankind's responses. It even gives us the demonstration of contingency, God giving time to repent, because God doesn't will anybody to be lost. He wants everybody. And it demonstrates God's revelation, giving us the exact cutting-edge, frontline information of what the dark side and how, what and how that side will be doing all the way to the end. You know that stuff, you'll be able to have powerful, Holy Spirit, biblically lit eyes to give perception for the day we live in. Biblical prophetic revelation. Now, number two, old occult writings. Now, again, Aleister Crowley's involved because more people read him, more people are into him than ever before, even while he was alive. He has more influence now than he's had when he was alive. Same, I believe, is true of Helena Blavatsky. The same is clearly true of Alice Bailey, who wrote 21 volumes of the most incredible, spirit-guided, demonized. I mean, listen, the Tibetan, the Ascended Master, this was, it was not just demonic prophecy. It was a spelling out incrementally and then by event of the demonic agenda. They told on themselves. They spilled the beans, especially in her book, The Externalization of the Hierarchy. Now, I'm not saying for you to read it. If you do, you're going to read demonic doctrine, literally, and you're going to need to have your armor up on, and you're going to need to pray over it. But if you want to, listen, I'm only going to say this. It spells out not spirit-guided prophecies so much, but spirit-guided declarations of the Luciferic agenda, old occultism. Now, this goes back to the Amalantra working. This goes back to Jack Parsons and the Babylon working. This goes back to the 40s when a massive exchange, when the Nazi regime was going down and the master race was being created in Lebensborn, a genetic spirit-guided goal of Godmen, pure blood, Nephilim blood, in a sense, the resurgence of a master race of soldiers that could enforce the rule and the reign of a coming world supernatural leader, Antichrist. Do I hear the words Antichrist? Old occultism plays a part in unveiling their agenda. And the Babylon working and Jack Parsons, the rocket scientist connected to NASA and all the occult themes in NASA and the same kinds of German Nazi black flame where the ideology and science that came by inception, spirits communicating into the skulls and the hearts of those who have spit on the ground and at the feet of Jesus, like Judas, and opened wide to a self-exalting, self-serving agenda. That's what's necessary to allow Satan to walk in and guide, to be operative in, scientists in the development of space rockets, the timing of rituals, the use of them. And you folks at the NSA, there's no difference there. There's no difference of the of those who have been planted there as sleepers that are operative. Old occultism and the spirits that guided it did bleed into military science, psychological development, the sciences that would bring transmutation to humanity. And so I'm going to tell you again that more and more people will read old occult literature. More and more people will consume it. And I'm talking about people that are in military, people that are in politics, people that are in the movers and shakers of the world. And the spirit that originally gave those writings, that presence connected to Didache of Demonoia. Take a look. Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. The Spirit of God screamed it out to us. So the prediction. The closer we get to the cataclysmic chaos, black awakening, and then the apocalypse of Antichrist, the ascendancy of the false prophet from whatever underground cavern he's coming out of. Well, this is going to all lend to it. So expect in 2011 more and more of the old occult books to come out. Number three, Ancient Doors. Here is a word, and I'm trusting by the Spirit of God's guidance, by the providence of God, those who are on digs, those who are going on digs worldwide, whether South Africa, Sardinia, the coast of China, all through the Middle East, the Mayan temples, anywhere in the United States, wherever there are archaeologists, wherever those who are even treasure hunters, ancient temples, that's part of the issue of getting out there and, you know, going into those digs. If you go to the places that have once been shut down because of once, of what was there once, the Mayans and that whole culture, you've been lied to by the New Agers and all the rest. That place was shut down by God because of the decadent human destroying development, Nephilim architecture, astroarchaeology, human blood that shed by the thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands. It was a horrible spiritual culture. It was a terrible, bloodshedding, lethal, and satanic. And so was Quetzalcoatl. You want him to return, really? You want the gods of the Mayans of the past to return again? You don't think they'd want human blood? You don't think they'd inspire individuals to go behind the scenes and to draw them to the same places where blood was shed in the past? Where the spirits have engaged the ground, even in the sonatas, where the skulls of human beings have laid rest among the action and presence of demons waiting. Oh, the shamans, come on down, take the ayahuasca, open your pineal gland. No, it's open to your spirit, open your heart, open your mind to the dark side and be seduced. Be stupid enough to be seduced. Not led to God, led to the God of this age. That deception will lead to destruction, as it did among the Mayans, as it did everywhere there is Nephilim architecture, the ziggurats worldwide. Everywhere they find it. And if the ancient doors, where the old gods are, where any of the Old Testament gods are listed, where any of the places of the Nephilim, including the Temple of Diana, that has been to the T reconstructed and placed in Nashville, Tennessee. And I've been there twice to walk into that and to see the Nephilim, to see the entire occult connection. You know, Nephilim relied on the spirits, demonic spirits, to even aid them. Ancient doors are being opened. Take a look. Do a research on the archaeological digs. This is where a lot of the people are going for the forbidden knowledge, the forbidden religion, the forbidden stuff. Well, you know why it's forbidden? Because it always dealt with the transmuting of humanity, the resurrection or the attempted resurrection of Nephilim, which were not human. You think you'd want to engage a Nephilim? The Theron, it's a title used of the Antichrist in Revelation, the false prophet, and also it's used in the context of a few billion human beings losing their lives. Theron will be involved, most likely some kind of hybrid, some kind of genetic, some kind of Nephilim, if not Nephilim. Are they waiting in the wings? You bet. Prophetic revelation tells me so. Old occultism, number two, tells everybody what's to come, in their point of view, by the way. And the ancient doors, well, you keep watching. You go open an old territorial demon's door. It's there. The demons, the territorial princes, the cosmocrators, they don't die. Their doors to them can be shut or can be opened, and their intensity, their fierce fury is to get every door open, to get into every head possible, and you're only salvation. There is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. Jesu Christu, Satanist. Jesu Christu, Luciferian. Jesu Christu, reconnaissance agent. Jesu Christu psychic. Not that same one that died on the cross inside my life, standing by my side as I speak to you right now. The Lord Jesus Christ. Monogenesis. Yes. Point number four. The New Age movement that has become in the last 40 years the largest spiritual counterfeit to Christendom ever in the last 2,000 years. It is all about the channeling. It is all about the charged objects and the crystals and crystal skulls. And it's all about the combination of so many things. Readers of the dead, psychic, paranormal, metaphysics. So many things are added into it. It's eclectic spirituality, and they say, with no head. And that's not true. There is the Archon of the power of the air. The fallen cherub behind the spiritual, seemingly eclectic spiritual work of the New Age movement. See, the New Age movement does have a unified theme. The doctrine, the promise of an evolutionary development, spiritually humanity's evolutionary transformation. You're going to see that all over the place this year in preparation for 2012. You're going to see the counterfeit promise, the counterfeit to the glorification. And if you haven't studied the glorification, if you haven't understood the physics of God, it doesn't take God in an evolutionary development. It is done, listen to me now, 1 Corinthians, the Spirit of God is revealed in chapter 15. You can check it out yourself. You can take a look at verse 50. International Standard Version says it this way, brothers, this is what I mean. Mortal bodies cannot inherit the kingdom of God. And what decays cannot inherit what does not decay. Let me tell you a secret. Not all of us will die, but referring to believers in Christ, but all of us will be changed in a moment, faster than an eye can blink at the sound of the last trumpet. Indeed, that trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised, never to decay, and will never be changed. Now, listen, let me take from the New King James. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption, the decaying, inherit the incorruptible. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, die. We shall be. Did you know that some point in the future, harpezo, out of God, not out of pre-existent material, but out of God, out of the immaterial, God, the infinite one, will exert power. And if you're a believer in Christ and deposited in you, actually in you, is the gift of eternal life, that's what will be, I don't want to call it activation, but literally by the exertion of God, based on what is in you, the work of Christ, in an unsplittable moment of time, Greek word atomic, in a flash, not evolutionary as the counterfeit teaches, because you know why they teach the, you know that, you know why all the new, you know why the spirits in the New Age and the Luciferians and all the rest, and even in those in that are involved in metaphysical quantum theory, you know, theory and all the rest, you know why they're talking about an evolutionary development? Because that is the bait Satan has to put out there, constantly promising, constantly layering that promise. It's the carrot out on the string with the stick way out there. Because it can never be obtained, it never has been, from the day of the fall of the human race, we did not become gods. We did not become God. We did not evolve and become infinite. The physics of God are so beyond. I don't care if it's Stephen Hawking. I don't care who it is around the world. Anyone that thinks that they can think on God's level evidences their sheer stupidity and ignorance and arrogance, their lack of knowing what God is, infinite. The finite, not even the fallen cherub, has been able to evolve himself and become infinite. There's only one. Prime mover, uncreated creator, uncaused cause, who loves us. Standing here by my side, inside of me, I have this joy. What about you? You see, the New Age movement with all of its, expect the critical mass of anti-Christianism or anti-Christ, the real Christ, to develop. Expect more remote viewers, Edgar Mitchell and the rest of those who are involved in Homo Nautica and Homo Lumos. Expect the psychics to develop raw research like in the University of Arizona to get into the spirits and see what the entities are saying. They're going to be saying, hey, man's going to come to a time, an evolutionary experience, and we're all going to evolve and become these light beings and we're going to become good. Never going to happen. It's a lie. It's the carrot, the satanic carrot out there. And the New Age has that and the other issue, the agenda. The New Age movement collectively, worldwide, may become the biggest, broadest doorway for Luciferic globalism, bleeding into politics, military system, intelligence systems around the world, and guiding as a precursor everything to the chaos and then the rise of the super leader. Antichrist. Now, let me mention number five. I've got to do this because I got 8 minutes left. Five, number five, look at ufology, UFOs and the entities. I just downloaded two more books. Haven't even finished the newest one called Ultra-Terrestrial Contact. And this is new material on the newest communications coming from the entities. One book's now relating to what is the nature of these entities. Well, I already know that. So there's going to be more literature, more experiences, more sightings, more engagement, more abduction, and more people that want it and want disclosure. And you're going to find individuals that are writing books on disclosure, becoming inseparably connected to New Age spiritual, evolutionary spirituality, and commitment to globalism as a savior. Number six. 2012, all of the things that are coming out of the Mayan temple and will be added to from around the world, satanic synchronicity now will rely upon what it has deposited in the past as it has looked forward to the future. So it's not just among the Mayans alone, but 2012 literature from the Mayan prophecy, the long calendar, the count, December 1st, 2010, and the possible cleansing chaos and new age and spiritual evolutionary leap, all of that, watch how it is spiritually synchronized now with old occultism, new ancient doors of old gods opened in the materials that come out, new age, new development, or broader, stronger development, and even the ufologists and the entities. You watch how they're all going to synchronize on the same subject that includes rejecting God in human flesh and accepting the alternative, the counterfeit, Antichristu. Now, I mentioned seven quickly here about quantum physics, the M theory, and let me just say that science is going to become more metaphysical. It is going to, all these physicists and others, they're going to become more spiritually connected in parallel universes and all the rest, dark matter, dark energy, all of this is going to bleed into an acceptance of that kind of luciferic spiritual evolutionary development. And the universe will become the spiritual embrace and evolution, in the sense of everything evolving, it will become God to them, to many of them. Now, the last thing is this, point number eight. Underground, under the carpet, where most people will never see and very few will look. Thank God for my brother and friend up there in Connecticut. They got a team up there that's willing to look. We've done already 13 hours called Dark Rituals, Dark Powers. You want to get to the cutting edge of what's under under the carpet in your city, Europe, Moscow, wherever it's at in all the world. You want to find out where the blood rituals are going on? You want to find out what's behind 100 million, four generations now, of those satanic, ritually abused multiples, transmuted chosen ones to serve as troops of Antichrist? You want to know where it's all coming from? Luciferic rituals. Luciferic blood rituals will escalate. Its final end is Revelation, the mother of all rituals that is on a planetary scale. A release of satanic spirits on a planetary scale. Pastors and leaders, the covens in your cities have already been targeting you. If you want to know why that your city has dark presence, you wonder why there seems to be no revival, spiritual presence that they have been unleashing for 40, 50 years in Europe and in America and so forth, have clogged the spiritual airways. It's not until we get down to call upon and look for God's awesome, incredible power. If we do this, we're going to see it. We're going to see God do it again, when, like in the book of Acts. So as I get ready to unleash the book of Acts as titled Field Manual for the End of Days, the sheer power, grace, and might of God, getting the most of God's grace and power and might before the very end. So let me tell you that it's possible to see dark powers destroyed. Jesus hasn't faded. God's power hasn't faded. Let me give you a little zing today. I get a letter, email from someone that I think, you know, well, at least I know in some sense, would be considered a sub-personality inside of a human being, committed to the Luciferic side, understanding satanic bloodlines and the power and their goals. In listening to some of our literature, which many of them do, here's what this one committed Luciferian wrote. And I quote, and I won't give their name, but I'll quote, Dizdar, that's how they usually say it, Dizdar. Those subs, the sub-personalities, only fool themselves and deepen their hard and possible wicked heart. Now, they're talking about me telling how some are getting saved and coming out and getting healed and delivered. Then it goes on to say this, you are no spelling champion, I know that. The egg is on my face, here I stood thinking, you did not get us, quote, you didn't understand the dark side. It is in the genetics. It is in the blood. It is in the birth. I'll read more of this dark theology tomorrow, tell you about it. We're at the end of the hour because the music is here. Hey, listen, may the blessing, power, grace, might of the living Christ be with you. If you're not saved, come to Christ. This is Russ Dizdar. ShatterTheDarkness.net. Please remember us in prayer, and we need you to remember us in support. God bless.